What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode 309. And as always, we are brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon, or if you're browsing through one of our reviews and you see an affiliate link there, go ahead and click on that. You want to buy one of the products we're reviewing. That definitely helps us out. We get a little of the proceeds from Amazon if you make a purchase within a certain period after you've clicked that link. Really helps us out. Keeps the show going. With us is Bob. What's going on, Bob?
What's up, man? That's a good intro. First intro of the year.
First one for me. That's right, of the year.
Yeah, so. Ryan's not a big fan of doing the intro, so I made him do it this week. So
it's your show. I you're the host.
Yeah, well, but it gets you into it. Gets you excited. You know.
Yep. It does. You're right.
Yeah. So talking about Amazon, I about a couple of weeks ago, I did my first like Amazon Fresh, which is their grocery delivery service. Yeah. It was good, you know. And then I did it again this week, and they're like, so I used to do Instacart a while ago, and the produce would be bad. I would be like, how did you pick this asparagus? It's like half going bad, you know, out of the store, whatever. Yeah, but like Amazon, like each time the produce has been excellent. Like the quality.
So where do they source from? Do they source from local grocers, or do they have their own warehouse?
I believe they have their own warehouse, because like a lot of the times, they have like Amazon Fresh branded produce that's like fresh. So I don't know. Obviously, I don't know where they're sourcing that from. I would guess it's local, like, you know, semi-local,
yeah, regional,
yeah. But yeah, it's been good so far. So cool.
I don't think we have that option here, but I have been getting Amazon packages like next day, which has been awesome.
Yeah.
We have a new fulfillment center. So I don't know if I'm getting stuff from there or they're just shipping it faster from like the Kansas City area, but I've been getting stuff next day. It's been great.
Yeah. I ordered protein. I forget what I ordered. And it was like, I think it was like 8 a.m. and it's like, get it between 12 and 2. You know what I mean? Nice. Same day. No, you know, if you're like a Prime member, like no extra cost or anything like that. So it was pretty, they've been getting better at a lot of stuff. So it's pretty, pretty cool. So if you are a Prime member, I think there's a, you know, still, if you need something that day. And again, it's great for me because I'm working throughout the day, and then you don't like, you know, 5-6 o'clock roll around and there's all this traffic. If you have to go somewhere, go to the store, it's just like, order it. It just comes. No issue. So we have
one. Go ahead. I was going to say one thing we don't have on show notes. Last week we were on Home Gadget Geeks on Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we go check that out. It's on YouTube, or you can find it at their website as well. So
we talked to Jim
about some gear.
We didn't do a podcast last week. I had friends in town, then we had the Home Gadget Geeks podcast. So definitely check that out. It was cool to talk to Jim. We talked about a lot of stuff. Talked about the new Mac. We talked about laptops. We talked about a lot of cool stuff. So definitely check that out. It's theaverageguy.tv. And then you can find us on there, or you can just like search on YouTube Home Gadget Geeks and you can go ahead and find it. We do have Old Man in the chat. He's usually here with us every week. Good to see you. And if you're on the chat, definitely say what's up and say hi and all that. And he asked, didn't Amazon buy Whole Foods? Yeah. So Amazon initially did their food delivery from Whole Foods, right? That was like the thing. But now they have their own. It's Amazon. And again, the Whole Foods brand, which is called 365, I believe you can get that stuff on Fresh, but then Amazon has its own brand called like Amazon. You can get like Amazon Fresh Salad or whatever.
Like Amazon Basics, like
batteries
and cables. You're like Amazon Basics bread.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, I ordered Amazon Basics, like English muffins. That's like, you know, and Amazon Basic or Amazon Fresh like eggs, like because it's like an Amazon brand, it's very well priced too, just like all of the Amazon Basics or like their other brand for like bathroom stuff is called like Solomo, I don't know. But in any case, this isn't an Amazon podcast.
No, we're just like,
yeah, so let's get into tech. This week we took a look at our first DDR5 review. So we have been sourcing parts for our Alder Lake system. If you did that no, that's Intel 12th generation core processors. In the big update, if well, you could go the DDR5 route or DDR4 route. So with Z690 motherboards, some support DDR5, some support DDR4. And the big difference is that they're not intercompatible. Like you couldn't put DDR5 in a DDR4 board. The main reason is because the power delivery components for the memory aren't on the board. They're actually on the memory itself. So that's kind of like the big change. That's why they're not intercompatible. So we took a look at our first kit, and it's like the most plain Jane kit that you're going to see. But one of the hardest things to get for an Alder Lake system is DDR5. Affordably, and just there's not a whole lot of it out there even now. So this is just like Crucial's plain Jane DDR5 kit. It runs at like the JEDEC speeds of 4800 megahertz. It's not a ton to like write home about or anything like that. There's no heat spreaders on it. You can kind of see this is what so it looks
like. A heat spreader across the top. Yeah, it's just yeah. PCB.
Just PCB. Right. And then in the center here, this is where all of your power regulator and all that stuff. Now, normally this stuff would be on the motherboard, but on DDR5, it's on the memory itself. So again, that's why, you know, DDR4 and DDR5 aren't like interchangeable on the motherboard, because the memory controller is on the processor. It's not on the board, if that makes sense. So that's why it's not interchangeable. But yeah, just like a plain Jane kit, single-sided. Because it's Crucial, it has Micron ICs. Nothing, like I said, single-sided, nothing really to write home about. And it performs really well. You're going to see a big step up in the actual speeds. DDR5 starts at, I believe, 4800 is the lowest that you're going to see. So, you know, on the DDR4 side, we would see stuff, you know, the higher end was like 4400. We reviewed a couple 4400 megahertz kits. But on the DDR5 side, again, it starts at 4800. You're going to see 6800. I mean, it's going to get pretty fast. So you're going to get that increase in speed. But with that, you're going to get an increase in your timing. So the timings on this kit, let's see, I think they're, 40 39 39, which is decently high, but again, it runs at a lower voltage too, so the default voltage is 1.1 volts. Again, much lower voltage than DDR4 as well. But overall, I mean, this kit's a good kit. It's going to get the job done. It's going to run at the JEDEC speeds, so even new Z690 boards, they might not support higher memory frequencies just yet, maybe with BIOS updates coming down the line. But if you want something that's just going to work, these, again, no heat spreader, no RGB lighting. They're just all black, which will match any system. This memory kit will definitely get the job done. Decently priced. So what you'll see too with DDR5 is that the default kit is going to be 32 gigabytes for the most part. With DDR4, it's been 16 gigs to 8 gig DIMMs. Now you're going to see 216 gig DIMMs be pretty much the default. Most companies, you know, you will find some like 16 gig, 2-8 gig DIMMs, but typically not. So $291 bucks. I thought it was a good kit. It's just your basic kit. It's not going to compete with like a high-end kit. It's not going to compete with a RGB kit. But if you need something for your Alder Lake system, it's well-priced, and it's good memory too. And it doesn't overheat or anything like that, even though it doesn't have heat spreaders or any of that. So definitely check out the review if you are interested in getting
So funny to just see a memory kit without any heat spreaders or any bells and whistles, right? At least it's got a black PCB, but we're so used to seeing RGB memory and big heat spreaders that you kind of forget that memory comes with that.
Well, I remember the first DDR kit, DDR4 kit that we did was the exact same thing, because it was so hard to get initially. And you want a kit. I mean, if you're doing a lot of testing, like motherboard testing, like we are, you want a kit that's going to run at like a normal speed,
well-supported speed.
Exactly. Yeah. A well-supported speed. So you don't have issues across, like for us, you don't have issues across all of the motherboards that you're testing.
Right.
So this is the perfect kit for that. And this is the kit that we're going to be using in all of our motherboard reviews going forward. So pretty happy, honestly, pretty happy about that. It's just like a no frills kit, but it just works every time. You don't have to worry about anything. Right. So I really like that. So check out that review if you are interested. We will talk about it a little bit. We have another DDR5 kit for review coming up next week, which does have all the bells and whistles and RGB if you're into that kind of thing as well. And then I took a look at this cool portable drive. So a new company to us, it's called Titanium Micro. They started in 2018, and they're mainly like a storage company. They have portable SSDs, NVMe SSDs. I think they have a few SATA drives as well. And their kind of big thing is that all of their parts, at least all of their portable drives like this one, they're assembled in the United States. Some people, they like kind of like made in the United States. So that's kind of like their thing. But the drive that we took a look at from them is the Mercury, which is just a badass portable SSD. It can just, you can throw this thing. it's military grade. It's the MIL standard 810 shockproof and IPX6X dust and water resistant rated. It, I've seen videos on YouTube, people like ran this thing over. Some guy had his son, who's like a baseball player, like throw a baseball at it.
Dang.
And like, yeah, it was, it can take a beating. And honestly, most solid state drives can, for the most part, because there's no moving parts inside, but to have that extra protection, and then to have that, you know, dust and water resistant rating is really good. You know, I go to the beach a lot now that I'm in California, like getting, you know, sand and stuff and all that. Like it's just nice having that extra, protection on this drive. It has a rugged design, which you guys can kind of see here, you know, just a big, it's not that big either. This picture is kind of deceiving, but it still fits in your pocket pretty easily, too, which is nice, which I really like. And then it has an integrated cable, which some people might not like. It obviously makes the profile of the drive a little bit bigger, but if you're traveling and you forget that cable.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, it can be very frustrating. So the cable is fixed. And then it wraps around the drive, as you can see, kind of, you know, just folds into the drive really nicely. And when you put the USB end in this thing, it has a seal. So if you would get this wet, the water doesn't go down in there, which is cool. So you have all of that, which I really like. This is USB 3.2 Gen 2. So you should average around 1,000 megabytes a second as far as transfer speeds. And then a cool thing about this drive too is that you can open it up. It has their own drive inside. Now, if you do remove the drive, you do void your warranty. But if for some reason down the line you wanted to upgrade this drive, you know, in a couple years, like 4 terabyte, you know, NVMe SSDs become more popular, you want to pop this out, you can do that. You will void your warranty, but it's just a simple M.2 enclosure. And this sticker over here is the one that says void warranty, because if you take it out, you do void your warranty. But, you know, it's nice that you, I guess, do have the option to throw in another drive if you want. A lot of portable SSDs don't allow for that. And as far as performance, it performs right up to its specs. Again, 1,000 megabytes a second read and write. And you can see here, you know, we're averaging just over that in Crystal Disk Mark, and you can kind of see how it performs compared to all of our other drives. Being beat by Thunderbolt drive and then our USB 3.2 Gen 2x2 drives, which are twice the speed. But yeah, just good performance overall. Works really well. No issues. Like, this is going to be the drive that's going to like be in my camera backpack from now on, you know, because sometimes I get stuck out in the rain or whatever. Like, this thing, no issues, you know, with anything, with it breaking.
Dropping it would be nice.
Dropping it. Any of that kind of stuff. It's just that, you know, it's that type of drive. So cool to see from a new company that we haven't heard of before. And it's a good product too. That's the biggest thing. So the 2 terabyte version, which is the one that they sent us, is $269.99. Now that puts it on a little bit of the higher side of 2 terabyte USB 3.2 Gen 2 drives. Like, you can get the SanDisk Extreme Portable for $239, and then the Samsung T7 is $219. But on the other end, like the Lacy Rugged, which is like their version of like a rugged drive. I believe that one's fully waterproof though. But that one's $479 for 2 terabyte version. So it kind of sits in the middle of that. Cause again, the SanDisk Extreme Portable, I think it's water resistant, but I don't think it's not as rugged as this one. And then obviously the Samsung T7 isn't at all. So I think it's decently priced for what it is. And I think you pay a little bit more for it being assembled, obviously, in the United States as well. So check it out, Titanium Micro. And again, they have a bunch of other drives and they have a bunch of M.2 drives.
And some crazy enclosures too, like some external drives. They have one that's like got fans and
yeah, RGB. I did see that.
That was kind of crazy looking.
They have some interesting stuff. So definitely check them out and check the review outs as well. Like I said, that's cool. It's cool to check out new companies, and especially when they make good products. That's the biggest thing. So, and then this week for Case Fun Friday, I saw
this thing.
I saw this and I was like, this is awesome. So we've seen if you guys aren't familiar with Case Fun Friday, that's where you feature a case mod or build in the awesome modding community. And every so often we get a build that's like fashioned after something that would like be in a movie or like a spaceship, or we've seen the one that was a satellite was really cool that we saw
kind of like some tank looking ones before.
Yeah, stuff like that. So this week we have one. It's fashioned after a sniper rifle, and I could be wrong, but this look like we play Apex Legends and this looks like the Kraber, which is like the most powerful sniper rifle in the game. It just looks like it, but I didn't really like look in detail, but this is a really badass, badass mod here. So this is from, I always mess his name up, but Jugapat Modifier. I believe that's how you say his name. We featured a bunch of his builds before. He does really great work. And again, this looks like a real like gun. I mean, it's awesome. So the bulk of the PC is in here, which would be like the clip. And the graphics card is up. Let's find it. So the graphics card is up here, water cooled, and then you have your motherboard right here, which is really cool. And that's the cool thing is that this is like a functional PC. You know what I mean? Yeah. We see a lot sometimes that they're not, but yeah, you can see this is how they have connected the graphics card with the extension cable here. I mean, and you can even see like the small fans. You see these small fans over here?
Yes. It's very cool.
Yeah. It's all done super, super well. It's just cool, man. I think this is cool.
Old man says good luck getting that through the airport.
Yeah. Like we were just talking about going to QuakeCon if they're going to have one this year before we started. And imagine bringing this to like an event or trying to get it to an event and they think it's like a real, and then they like go in there and mess around and like, here's like part of the water cooling. And they
And I love how the reservoir is the scope. Right,
like that's your
one of the other angles shows it a little better and you can actually tell and the radiator is in the body of the gun.
Yeah, you can see the radiator right there.
Yeah,
that's just so cool.
Yeah, you can see the pump housing there.
Yeah right here. Yeah, it's such a just like it's just so cool though. I mean, that's pretty awesome for a PC. I think it's awesome. Old man said in the chat, I swear, officer, it's a gaming PC.
Yeah,
they'll be like, what is this? He has a whole video on it too if you want to check it out. We have it all linked in the article. Just cool, just super super cool, man. Like there you can see the res pump right here, the EK. Yeah, right there, very cool. Just to even think like, how are you going to incorporate all these parts into this and make it? I mean, you kind of like at first glance, you have to look you can see the motherboard from the back here because of the IO, but like for the most part, like looking at this, like where are the parts,
Yeah. I mean, the radiator's hidden now, how much airflow it gets through there. Right. Who knows?
Yeah.
But the video card's like on top of the motherboard and you don't really see it unless you get like a top down view.
Yeah.
It's pretty well hidden.
Yeah, very cool. That's just super, super cool. So anyways, go ahead and check it out, of course, in our Case Mod Friday section on the site. Just awesome work. This probably will make the list that's of our favorites throughout the year. So definitely go ahead and check that out. Also, this past week, I did put out a YouTube video. It is of a previous review, but I did want to... tell you guys about it. It's of the Silverstone Hydrogon D120 ARGB. You can see the cooler right here. If you want to watch it on YouTube, just go ahead. Again, the link is in the show notes. I'm trying to get more videos out there. I was slacking a little bit at the beginning of this year, so trying to get back into it a little bit. So definitely go ahead and check it out. It is a good cooler too. We talked about it a few weeks ago when I did the initial review, and now we have a video. So if you're interested, go ahead and check that out. And that brings us to news. And some lucky SOB got his hands on a couple of the new Intel Core i9-12900KSs. This is the special edition Core i9-12900K that's, what is it, all core boost of 5 gigahertz? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think so.
But it's not officially released yet, but somebody got at least
two of them.
I think this is the only special edition. This is probably the original box. And the interesting part about this is these are retail editions, right? Because if you like, or if you're a reviewer, you don't get it doesn't come in this box,
right? Yeah,
per se. So yeah, I mean, here's a picture of the chip, you know, and typically review samples, sometimes they're retail samples that have the thing, but not typically.
Or they'll say sample on it,
yeah. So very, very cool that this person got it. Yeah, pretty awesome that this person got this, got these. I'm kind of jealous. Although I feel like, again, with this series, you needed some hefty cooling.
Some cooling, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. For that. So, but yeah, that's pretty cool to see. And then AMD had their sort of like spring 2022 processor up. I can't talk this week. There's spring 2022 processor update. And the one that we had talked about for a while that they announced was the Ryzen 7 5800 X3D, which we will talk about. But they also announced 6 other Ryzen processors as well, which I think is a pretty nice update, really. You know, you get with the 12900KS, it's like, oh, this is one processor. If you're not in that market, you're not necessarily really excited about it. You know what I mean? So to have 6 processors plus the Ryzen 7 5800 X3D is pretty nice. So we'll start with that one because it's one a lot of people were interested in. It's going to be priced at $449. If you're not familiar with this processor, it's using AMD's 3D vertical cache technology. We kind of go over kind of how the 3D cache works and how it's kind of put on the chip itself. But basically, you get 64 megabytes of SRAM stacked on top of the entire CCD. You can kind of see it, like this is kind of what it looks like, and how it's all interconnected. Basically, that gives you all of the cores have access to all of that as well. So it gives you 96 megabytes of seamless L3 cache with all of the 8 cores of the processor getting access to that cache at once. And with that, AMD says that this processor will have a 15% gaming performance boost over the previous, or the 5800X. That's basically more or less in the processor space of things, like a general, like basically going up to the next generation without technically going to the next generation. They're calling it the world's fastest gaming processor. Of course, Intel took that back with their i9-12900K. So this is kind of like a shot back at them. But it's an interesting implementation of this new 3D V-cache technology, which I think we will see more in the future. So to see it on a kind of like a one-off product like this is interesting, and then maybe it will become more of a standard thing going forward. I think this is a chip that you might want to look at if you're a hardcore gamer and you're going to be building a, you know, you're going to be building a Ryzen system. This is going to give you better performance, you know, and all that. So I don't know. What do you think about this?
I mean, honestly, that price is pretty nice, and it makes me think, you know, I mean, my 3800's pretty sweet, but I mean, a 5800 sounds good too. Honestly, I'm thinking about,
and for you,
if the upgrade would be worth it.
If we saw about a 20%, 15 to 20% increase from Ryzen 3000 series to Ryzen 5000 series.
Right. And if this so is you a 15% would... over the
yeah
existing 5 series, like, yeah, I'd be getting a pretty decent bump.
Yeah, for sure. So this is really cool. So it's going to be available April 20th for $449. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So that's, you know, and again, you know, like, okay, that's their new update. They're not, you know, putting out anything else. But again, we have 6 other processors that they announced as well. And we'll go ahead and we'll start with the Ryzen 7 5700X. So that's an 8-core 16-thread processor, base clock of 3.4 gigahertz, boost up to 4.6. No integrated iGPU. So there is a Ryzen 5 5700G that has integrated iGPU. Basically, no iGPU on this. 65-watt TDP. It does not come with a cooler like the other processors that we're talking about, so you will need to get your own aftermarket cooling solution for this. But it's going to be $299, basically set to compete against the Core i5 12600KF. And then moving down, we have the Ryzen 5 5600. So we already had the 5600X. Now we have the 5600, 6-core, 12-thread. Basically going to be the successor to the Ryzen 5 3600. Toned down clock speeds compared to the 5600X. 3.5 gigahertz base, and then a boost of 4.4 gigahertz. 65-watt TDP, and this one will come with a cooler, priced at $199, and it's going to compete with the Core i5-12500. We have some new people in the chat. John Paul Bacon, good to see you here. And Oldman said AMD's iGPU chips are impressive. Yes, they are, you know, especially considering it's so hard to get a graphics card these days. So, yeah. And then we have the Ryzen 5 5500. This is 6-core, 12-thread. It's actually based on the same design as the Ryzen 5 5600G, but no GPU. Or no iGPU. So the iGPU is disabled. So you're only going to get 16 megs of L3 cache across all the cores. But it's going to run at 3.6 gigahertz and boost up to 4.2 gigahertz, going to be $159. And that's going to compete against the i5-12400F. And then we have Ryzen 4000 series desktop processors. So these are all based off 7-nanometer Zen 2 architectures. So a little bit older architectures, but very priced, again, very well. 4-core, 8-thread Ryzen 3 4100 at only $99. 6-core, 12-thread Ryzen 5 4500, priced at $129. And then the 6-core, 12-thread Ryzen 5 4500G at $154. The 4500G is, of course, an APU, so it has the integrated graphics. So, you know, just some nice little updates, very affordable parts for what they are. I mean, like 4-core, 8-thread, you know, for $100. Yeah. With the cooler, you know?
Yeah, I've been looking over some, like, of my old hardware, mostly because my son's wanting to play Minecraft with me, and I'm kind of contemplating, like, building a new Minecraft server, and I saw this, you know, these announcements, and I'm like, man, for $99, I can get a 4-core, 8-thread processor that's probably going to be more than enough for what we need, right? But it'll at least be current hardware. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I'm considering building a little box for that. But yeah, I'm so glad that they're at this price point, right?
Yeah.
Cause they didn't have anything, like this previously.
Yeah.
In this series. So cool to see.
Yeah. So kind of like the whole entire lineup, you know, down to the very, cause I think that's where Intel really, like with their Core i3 parts and kind of how, you know, getting stuff for people who don't need everything else, and AMD's kind of coming down to that. So it's kind of nice to see. So yeah, so that is their spring updates. I'm sure you would want the 5800 X3D out of all of them, I would say. I think I would be in the same boat out of all of them. But yeah, nice little update. So yeah, we'll see. I'm sure reviews of the 5800 X3D will be coming out soon as well. So definitely stay tuned for that. Intel had told us in the first quarter, they say first quarter, I believe they said first quarter, we would see their Arc Alchemist GPUs. Yeah. And we're having an event. They're having an event on March 30th, but they're going to be rolling out notebook GPUs.
No, yeah.
So this is their new 2022 rollout. Notebook Q1, desktop Q2. Now remember that. Remember that it says desktop Q2. So we'll see if they reach that that one. But yeah, they have a new event. It's going to be on March 30th at 8 a.m. Pacific time, and it's going to be going over their notebook GPUs. I think, again, that is a far bigger market than
discrete.
Yeah,
sure.
So I think that allows them to really test, you know, allows them to continue to work on drivers, allows them to continue to work on
Them into the hands of so many more people. Cause like number one, Intel dominates the mobile market, or, you know, the laptop market. So they're already going to be the number one choice. And then they can just drop Nvidia and AMD and be like, we'll throw ours in. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I think this makes sense. This is kind of like the Intel thing anyways, like, and this is how kind of GPUs used to work back in, like, I forget what series, you know, we started with the, you know, the low end part, and then we eventually made our way up to the high end part. Now they launch high end parts because that's what everybody wants. And they kind of trickle down the opposite direction. But yeah, this kind of makes sense. It'd be interesting to see the performance. It's going to be interesting to see as far as support on certain titles and all that kind of stuff kind of going forward as well. But, you know, to put this in there, and, you know, if they're matching their CPU with this discrete mobile GPU, and then they can work with vendors on good pricing as well. I think it's a win-win for them. So yeah, not super excited for, you know, for our, but what we do, but I think it's a good thing. And again, it'll bring more competition to that discrete mobile space. So, you know, hopefully us as consumers can save some money, which would definitely be a plus. Now, this story was last week, and it is incredibly interesting, I think. We've covered crypto stuff, you know, crypto farms and crypto people, you know, crypto farms being raided. And, you know, we've heard all the stuff about, you know, NVIDIA puts the hash rate limiter on all of their new GPUs and all this stuff. Well, the GPUs that were not subject to the hash rate limiter were laptop GPUs. They weren't subject to that. Right. So a company in China is taking laptop GPUs and transforming them into what you see here, into a discrete desktop GPU, and putting them in mining farms and selling them.
It's crazy. You know,
they're for sale here.
I love the cardboard layout there. Or I guess that's just how they're shipping it.
Yeah, that's how they're shipped. That is just crazy.
It's pretty funny.
Wouldn't you say? I mean, it kind of makes sense, right? Because there's no hash rate limiter on this. I don't know how much it's costing this company to transform them into desktop cards, right?
Because it takes some amount of effort to put that chip onto a PCB, right? It's yeah. not just guys with a soldering iron.
Yeah, but I mean, they're turning them into, like, you know, and if you and look...
That NVIDIA logo?
Oh, it's fake. Yeah, it's all...
It's fake. Like, why even put it on there? You know just, what I mean? Like, yeah. the logo looks okay, but the text looks so shady.
Yeah. And these are strictly, like, they're not for game. These are strictly mining cards. They only have a single connector on the back, which is, you could kind of, it's hard to see, but it's right there. So yeah, just, I think it's incredibly interesting. Don't know how they're acquiring these parts either. You know what I mean? But that's what's happening. So it's pretty interesting story. If you guys want to check it out, check out the article. I thought it was incredibly, just like we've seen with miners just getting around things and, you know, changing things. And we saw with like the, what was it a while ago? If you change the ports or something it like enabled it took the hash rate limiter off by plugging in a dummy.
The fake HDMI thing.
Yeah. So it's just a lot of interesting stuff that we've seen. So check that out as well. Also talking about some shady stuff and China. A guy came into, I guess he was going into China. Like when you go into any country, if you've been overseas, you have to declare anything. Yeah. And, you know what, you know, or if you're coming back, you have to declare, this is what I'm bringing back. You know, it's usually it's like, oh, I got this souvenir or some clothes,
this
or
bottle of rum.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times, like, especially if you go to like Mexico, like you bring back rum or tequila or something. This guy declared nothing and they noticed him in the airport. Like, he's walking. This guy's walking funny. Why is he walking funny? So they stopped him. And he had 160 Intel CPUs taped to himself. You can see I don't have it shared on the screen.
Not shared right now.
So he had them, you know, taped to him. And then this is after he took them all out.
It's pretty funny.
But yeah, he also had 16 mobile phones on him as well. Pretty crazy that's like a thing.
Yeah.
You know? So 160 processors, they were mostly 11th and 12th gen core CPUs. You can see this one's a Core i5-12600. Yeah, KF. But pretty interesting stuff going on.
Well, at least it wasn't drugs.
I'd rather get it. You'd rather people be buying illegally CPUs than drugs, obviously. But yeah, so that's some interesting stuff. Talking about something bad, like if I was like a console gamer, like in my living room, this new gaming TV that was just announced by Hisense would be like it's like, you want all the specs? We have all the specs. Like this is what it has. So this is their new Ace 2023 or gaming TV Ace 2023, 200 and it's a 65 inch TV.
Jeez.
240 hertz, which is also has the motion compensation and all that kind of stuff. 2.1 HDMI 2.1. VRR, variable refresh rate, AMD FreeSync Premium. It has Dolby Vision Atmos. Like, it has everything. Like, it's just a badass display. And it's selling for, it's available overseas, but we did the conversion. It's like $865.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's here, though. I don't know if it's going to be available.
It's so funny. It's got 4 gigs of RAM and 32 gigs of internal storage.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure it's a smart TV. But yeah, it's Wi-Fi 6. Like, it has everything that, you know, if you were the con, I just thought it was super cool. I mean, like, if you're, that's important. Yeah, so pretty cool. We're going to see a lot more of these come out as well as the tech. I mean, again, that price is not a whole lot. So as this tech gets more accessible, the prices are going to keep on going down. So you'll see a lot more of these over the next year. But I thought that was pretty cool as well. And then we have NZXT is making some gaming accessories. I don't think they've never made gaming accessories before. Keyboard, mouse.
Yeah.
And this is pretty cool. So they announced a function keyboard and a lift mouse, as well as a customization service to customize these parts. And I actually thought it was really cool. Let me bring up NZXT's website because I went to it today. And it's pretty cool how you can... So this is, you know, when you go there, but it says start clicking and you can customize the keyboard and the mouse. So you go in here and it's like built into their like build service. But if you go over here where it says custom keyboards, you click on start build. And one, I like the visual so you can kind of see what you're doing here, right? So you pick a base color. They have black, gray, and white. You know, so obviously I want a white keyboard
and multiple sizes too.
Yeah, multiple sizes. So the function keyboard you can get in TKL. What is it? Where am I seeing the size?
Right above. Where am I?
Oh, yeah. So mini TKL, 10 keyless and full size. And what's kind of, you know, again, if you click on these, it will change the, you know what I mean? Changes the size and layout and everything. So anyways, again, we'll make it white. And then they're only working with Gateron switches, but again, you can pick your switch. Gateron blue, brown, and red comes within the price. And then if you want like these premium switches, which I've never used these, but these are the Gateron Alez Silent and the Gateron Silent Black Ink. Those are an extra $70. But again, we can just add like, I like blues. You know, you can see the blue switches. And then the base color of your keycap. So you can do black or you can do... Ooh, a gray kind of looks nice.
That'd be gray, yeah.
And then you can get accent keycaps on this too. So like, let's do like a yellow, red, purple. There's only a few color options currently. Okay, so let's do the cyan.
That matches the Think Computer's blue kind of.
Yeah. So we'll do that. And then you can actually get an extra. You can get a cable, and you can match the color. So we'll match like that. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's that, you know, you can design this entire key. You can buy, they have like the stock versions of the keyboard, but you can design your own keyboard. And I really like it that they give you like what it's going to look like. So many of these other ones are like, oh, okay. You know, and then the lift wired mouse, again, the same thing. Oh, they're all sold out. I can't do it, but you could customize the mouse here as well. So pretty cool. In both the keyboard and the mouse look pretty decent. I haven't seen reviews of these yet, but I believe the mouse is a lightweight mouse, and then the keyboard again comes in three different sizes. And again, you can kind of see over here like the customization you can do to match them together. You know what I mean? Which I think is pretty cool. So I think the mouse itself, yeah, it's a lightweight mouse. So yeah, kind of like your standard lightweight mouse, $59.99 for the mouse, just like the standard one. And then the keyboards, do they have prices? So the mini TKL is $119. The 10 keyless is $129. And then the full size is $149. So not bad pricing. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't think that's terrible. Yeah. And like old man said, he said, if they're making peripherals, they need to match, and then they could sell full sets with the case already matched.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, would be very cool.
Yeah. So interesting wrist rest. It's kind of hard to see. I don't think there's a, but it looks almost like a Lego finish on the wrist rest. Like, I don't know if you can see it, but
it's go to that side view real quick with the three.
I can't click on it. It's just the.
That's no fun.
Yeah, I don't think there's other pictures now. But I think this is cool. I think, I mean, just like any company, everybody's making everything. And I think, obviously, NZXT's market is gamers, right?
Absolutely.
And to have NCXT has always been a company that like allow, like they want gamers to be able to have some type of customization, but they want to be able to control it, right? So to be able to do this and customize it if you want, you know, just works. So yeah, so pretty interesting stuff there. On the PC building spectrum, Corsair announced their step-by-step online PC builder, which is not exactly what you would think it would be. So they have their online PC builder. So the online PC builder, there's no templates yet, and there's no, like, I don't know if you can save or load configurations yet, like that you've done before, but you basically, it's kind of like the same thing. So you start from scratch, you pick, and these aren't cards you're buying. This is like your parts. You know what I mean? Yeah. And based on the parts that you pick, it will pick like an appropriate power supply from Corsair. So we'll just go through this real quick. So we'll just get like say we have a 3080, and then our processor, what do we want to do? We want to do an AMD build, so we'll do a 5950X next. And then, you know, for our motherboard, we'll do, what do you want to do?
Let's do that. Which one? X570 Phantom Gaming X, the bottom part.
Okay, so we'll do that. So we hit next. And now for cases. So you get to pick any of Corsair's cases. You can do it by series, so 4,000, 5,000, 7,000. What do you want to do?
Five.
So we do 5,000 series, and then we click selected C variants, and then you can pick the case that you want, obviously, and then it gives you all the prices. So, you know, you can see which case we want. We want the new one, right? We want the IQ500T. That looks pretty cool.
Let's do the new one.
So we select that. We hit next. And then cooling, we want the white. We're going for all white on this, right?
Sure.
Yeah, so we'll do the IQ H150i Elite Capellix. I guess you can save your configuration. This will pop up. I came up. Hit next. And then we go to memory. So we can buy memory for this, right? We have white Dominator. What, 64 gigs? Yeah, let's do that. Sure. Let's white build. You can get an M.2. We can't get a white M.2.
Oh, they can make a white.
Yeah, but the newest one is the M6. So we'll just get the newest guy. And then power supply. And again, the power supply is based off of your components that you pick. So you have at least you're not going to see a 400 watt power supply in here. So we'll do probably the white RM750, probably. Think.
Yeah.
I think that, yeah. So we'll do that. Hit next. Preferred fan type. Oh, we want all the RGB. maximum RGB. Yeah, we want the L120s.
We want the white.
Yeah, go through. And then, okay, so again, over here it shows, you know, this is the hardware that you have to go out and buy yourself. This is all the stuff that you're buying from us, and then you can add it all to your cart and you're good to go. I like this. I just wish you could buy the other parts all through this.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's pretty impressive, though, that like Corsair, like, look at all that. You can almost build a full Corsair PC. Mm-hmm. It, you know. I don't ever see them getting into any of the three other items, but
I like it.
Pretty impressive.
You know, we have what's the PC building?
PC part picker.
Yeah, we have PC part picker, which works, right? But like this is, I mean, and again, this is buying all your parts in almost one place, right? You know, you'd get your other stuff from Newegg, Amazon, Microsoft, you know, wherever you want to get these other parts. But I think it's, and again, for Corsair, this keeps it keeps y'all in the Corsair ecosystem. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But yeah, that's pretty cool. And it shows that, you know, all these parts that you're picking, they're all going to work together too. They have that
built-in verified compatibility and and the single, like they're saying, they're guaranteed like the single control interface via IQ, because you've got what, 1, 2, 3, 4 products there that interface with IQ.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think this is awesome. So check it out. We have it linked, but I mean, you can just go to Corsair's website and do it if you want to go through and just like see what you can build. And it, again, it gives you the cost, which is again, like PC Part Picker kind of gives you the cost, but then you go like, it's not always as accurate.
And you know, you're like, well, I've got to work with three different vendors to get all this stuff, right? New yeah, or you Amazon to, or some other random
spot. And you have to pay
if you want the best price
shipping on, yep. on all that stuff. And it's like, yeah. So I think it's cool. If you want to get into the Corsair ecosystem, this gives you,
it'd be awesome if they did a if you meet like a certain price point, you get free shipping. I don't know if they do that, but
yeah, probably. That'd be cool. Yeah, or something like that, or like it, you know, like you get a Corsair, like any like just a little bonus, like a Corsair T-shirt or something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or like yeah, an add-on. So, but yeah, check that out. Very very cool stuff there. And I think that is that all our news? That yep. is. All of our news for the week. Next week, as I said, I'm checking out some DDR5, some, you know, what you guys are used to seeing as far as DDR5 goes. I'm checking out the ADATA XPG Lancer DDR5. Good looking stuff. It has the big RGB section at the top. The kit that we have runs at 6,000 megahertz.
1,200 megahertz faster than that.
Yeah.
Crucial
fast,
kit.
Yeah, fast stuff. This is kind of what it looks like. We have the black version, so it comes in black and white, which is good to match your build out. So you can do black or white, but we have the black version. So I will be taking a look at that. And then Ryan he's back on that AIO game. He's doing his
Looked at one in a little while.
Yeah, so he is taking a look at the Cooler Master Master Liquid PL360 Flux.
Yep.
What's this thing about? I like that it's all RGB.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I have never seen these fans in person, so they look pretty good. But it's, you know, it's your standard Corsair one thing, or not Corsair. I'm sorry.
Cooler Master. One thing I've liked from Cooler Master, and I have a really old cooler, really old AIO from them, mm-hmm. is that all of the fan screws are thumb screws.
Like Yes.
Like, that saves you.
It makes putting them in so much easier.
Yeah, it's and I noticed that again. I have like one of their first AIOs, and that's how they did it. And it's good to see that they're still doing it because these screws obviously cost more than like your normal radiator screws.
My least favorite thing of any of these reviews or messing with these is putting the fans on. So like a lot of times, I'll put all the screws on for the fans because I don't want to have a rattle, right? But when I mount the radiator to a case. Like on a 360, I will use like four screws, six usually. I never put them all in because I just hate that part.
Yeah.
But yes, the thumb screws make it nicer.
Yeah. So definitely, like I said, Ryan's taking a look at this. Definitely stay tuned for that as well. And you said you're going to do a video on this?
Yeah, we'll have a video too.
And we got Ryan some new camera gear. So we'll see. New tripod. So. Old man in the chat said City Skylines is free on Epic until tomorrow at 10 a.m. So if you're listening to this now in the live chat, definitely that is such that's like I think that's I like Sim Steam City. And... Yeah, I have it on Steam. That's like Sim City, but like to the next level. I remember when that game came out, I had this massive city that like if I opened it, my computer would like be like, like there was so much stuff going on the screen. It was like, and this is like probably, I mean, whenever the game first came out, it was a long time ago, but like I love that game.
Played it.
It's so good. You remember like Sim City, right? You remember how fun of a game that was. And there's not a whole lot of games like it, but that's one of the games that is. And now that you can get it free, and it's still again, it doesn't like the graphics and stuff, when you're playing that type of game, that doesn't really matter, but it is a really good game. So definitely, if you can get it on Epic, definitely do that. You can spend hours. I built like one of the, like this massive, like this insanely massive city that would make my computer freeze. So it's a lot of fun. So yeah. We come to the end here. We talk about, did you do anything cool, anything interesting?
I don't think so. No, not tech related.
I got a air fryer, which nice. which is technically tech. I feel like it's like a hard. I feel like it's like a little baking machine, which is essentially it is, right? I got this one. This is like one of the more popular ones on Amazon. And yeah, it's nice. I talked to you about it. I think last week when I got it, like I use it to like make fish. Cause every time I make fish in the pan, even I have like nice pans, but like the skin sticks to the, it's just like this, you just put it in and you know, you put time and it's just, you don't have to flip it.
It just does it.
It's like this smart little, thing. So I've only cooked fish in it. I haven't cooked anything else in it. And I did reheat a sandwich in it, and I will never use the microwave to reheat a sandwich.
Pizza?
I haven't done pizza in it yet, but like I will never, it even did better than like, cause I put stuff in the actual oven, like to reheat a sandwich, and it's always overheats. Like this was just like the perfect amount, like a little bit of crunchiness, the entire inside was all warm. Cause if you ever like reheat a sandwich and the outside is like molten hot, but the inside is like freezing cold. This was like,
yes, I hate that.
Yeah. So this was, yeah. Just some good stuff. So yeah, that was my tech thing this week. Not crazy exciting, but for me it was, you know, because everybody had talked about these for years, and I was like, I don't need one. I don't know. I decided
to get it. So much space, right? We have so many kitchen appliances.
I don't have a whole lot because I don't drink. I don't have like a coffee machine. I have a blender, but it's a small blender that I use for like protein shakes, and I have a small push down toaster, you know what I mean? Like I don't have that's it. I don't have a ton of stuff, but yeah, for people who have a lot, like I know people that have like
we have a bread maker, a toaster oven, a food dehydrator, this thing now. Now, the food dehydrator usually isn't out.
Okay.
The bread maker is always out. I just need to put it away.
That's a Ryan thing.
But when I use it, like, I love it. And then I'm usually like, oh, and the next day I'm going to make more bread. But then you go a week or five without it, and it's just sitting there taking up space.
Yeah. So, like, I also have, like, I have an Instapot. But, like, that just gets put away. And I also have a panini maker too, but once I'm done using it, it just goes back in the closet. So, but this is, I even might do that with this, but I tend to be using it like three times a week. So I think it's going to stay on the counter. You know what I mean? Yeah. And super easy to clean. Like you just take the little, basket out and it's dishwasher safe. Like I'm very impressed. But yeah,
this has at least made it out of the box. We haven't used it yet, but it's out of the box. So like we're one step closer to using it.
Yeah, give it a try. So we're going to transition over to Twitch. If you guys know, we play Apex Legends every week and we're going to be jumping on there. Pretty mediocre gameplay, but if you want to keep on hanging out with us this evening, you can definitely do that. Again, twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. Definitely want to thank everybody for coming out, to everybody in the live chat. Of course, Old Man, good to see you here as well. And again, just catch us, you know, over on Twitch. We will be here same time next week. So we will see everybody then.